No problem, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the role of the Delta Therapy dogs in our community, if you wouldn't mind.
I can do that. Well, they visit nursing homes, hospitals, different facilities, mental health. They visit schools to sit with the children while they read. It kind of calms people down. I think the biggest role would be the fact that when somebody is with or sees a dog that is a well-trained dog, of course, because there is stipulations to be a Delta dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think when someone is with the dog, it actually creates a calm environment for them. So whether they are aged care, autistic, someone struggling with reading at school and things like that, it just helps to calm the person down and create a lovely environment.
So in a nutshell, Barbara, it's all about making people feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I know scientific evidence shows that it helps lowering blood pressure and also the benefits to health as well. So they do a wonderful job at the people they become a part of people's lives.
It certainly does. And I think the biggest thing, having worked in aged care with dementia for a long time as well, I feel there's three things there that help people who are a little bit lost in that world. One of them is young children.
Yep.
The second, animals. And the third is music. So we're combining the animal fundraising with the lovely music.
Now, when it comes to the dogs, they're highly trained, aren't they? They get assessed to make sure whether the dogs have got a good temperament, becoming a Delta Therapy dog.
That's correct. And some of the money that's raised every year for the Delta Therapy dog goes to all this admin and things like the assessments. And so they are highly assessed to make sure that they're suitable to be going into those environments. And also, they go through a reassessment every second year as well.
How many branches are there for Delta Therapy dogs here in this state?
So in Tasmania, I do believe, perhaps, I'm not entirely sure about this. We need to talk to Claire, our coordinator, but I think it's three. So there's a northwest one, a northern one, and a southern one, I do believe. We have a coordinator who's Claire Curtis, and they are coordinated each time how many visits they do and what nursing homes and facilities and other things they visit. And that is sort of sorted out at the yearly for them.
So you've got a fundraiser coming up because, as you just alluded to there, Barbara, it does come at a bit of a cost to get these dogs trained. And tell us a little bit about this fundraiser on Saturday, the 1st of May.
Okay, so we have lots of performers from the northwest and a couple just from the north coming up to sing all your favourite Broadway songs. So we've got songs from the musicals that go way back, really old musicals, right up to ones that are currently still running, either in the West End when they're allowed. So that's been the biggest problem. So I do believe that we could be, now I'm not sure if I'm correct here, we could be the first live concert in the Northwest since our lockdown.
Wow.
I could be a little bit wrong there. Apart from bands, you know, playing gigs, I think we were the first live concert on stage. Now, I could be wrong, but it would be around that. It wouldn't be too many before us.
We'll run with that anyway, Barbara.
Yes.
Okay, so this is on at the Leaven Theatre in Ulverston. What time does it all start?
It starts at 7:30. Tickets are available online from Try Bookings. That's one word, T-R-Y Bookings, all one word. And you can just search for the event, which is Broadway Favourites Concert, and it will take you straight to it. Also, too, there's some available at Ulverston Visitor Centre, the information centre there in Ulverston, so you can go there and purchase the tickets as well.
This sounds like a great way to enjoy an evening and also do a great job in our community and help out the work of the Delta Therapy Dogs with this fundraiser on the 1st of May. So 7:30 it starts, Leaven Theatre in Ulverston. To book your tickets, trybooking.com. That is the place to go, isn't it?
Yes, or the information centre in Ulverston.
Barbara, well, thank you very much for your time this morning and telling us all about it.
Thank you very much.